Well, good morning, everybody. I had a beautiful moment with the Lord on Wednesday evening. It was nighttime, and as is my practice, I went to the Blessed Sacrament before going to bed, and I was doing my night prayers, and my heart just became very full at that moment, and I was reflecting on the day. On Wednesday. Wednesday, a lot of things happened. For one thing, it was the 6th anniversary of the Shelby County St. Vincent de Paul Society, which just an opportunity to thank our Lord for that and to praise God for all that He is doing, has done through our local chapter of the St. Vincent de Paul Society and clothing people, taking care of people with their electric bills and their gas bills and when they hit hard times and feeding people and all those things. It's so important. And so I was kind of reflecting on that and the many, 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 many people that make that possible. Wednesday was also, many of you know, Rosemary Grove. It was her funeral day. And I knew Rosie quite well. And in the last many years of her life, until her cancer came about a year and a half ago, she would spend 3 full days every week bringing Jesus, bringing the Blessed Sacrament to the homebound. And she would spend 20, 30 minutes with every person. And just the size of her heart and the selflessness of that woman, and what a grace that God put someone like that into our Catholic family and into my life. And I mentioned at the funeral, I said, I tell you, one thing that's very humbling as a priest is to know so many people who are parishioners who are so much holier than I am. And it's true. And she is a perfect example of that. Went to the school on Wednesday and after the funeral, and kids were, of course, on Tuesday, the day before, we normally would have school mass, but there had been a 2-hour delay. And I never know if the kids are sucking up to me or what, but their father, we were so sad that we couldn't go to mass yesterday because of the delay. And I think it was sincere, but I thought how beautiful to have these children who just love to be at church and who love God. They do authentically love God. I see it in their hearts. In the evening on Wednesday, a group of young men from the parishes, we went to visit Antonio and the other seminarians at Brute. It was a castle night, which we do every month, and it was just a chance to thank God for those young men who are in the seminary, and to praise God in a special way that here in Shelbyville we have a son of our own family. Antonio, who is with us this morning because of the breakfast that is after this Mass by the Father Seeger Council. But it was just like this day of realizing the beauty of our Catholic family here, you know, and the generosity we hear in our gospel today about the calling of 4 of the apostles and how they say yes to God. And we hear in the first reading about Jonah and how he ends up reluctantly, but he does say yes to God. And I just got to thinking that how beautiful that so many people are still saying yes to God in such heroic and generous ways. And that's you all. And I can see why St. Paul, when he would write to his parishioners, he would call them saints, you know, in the Bible. And that's what you are, you know. And I'm just thankful to be the priest. But I tell you one thing that I was reflecting on was a shift in my own kind of thinking a while ago when I always knew that I was supposed to be a saint, you know, that I was supposed to say yes to God like Jonah. And like these apostles. And I've always known that I'm supposed to be holy. But the shift that happened for me a while ago was that I realized that it's not just about me. Like, Jonah, in saying yes to God, didn't just become holier himself. It was so that he could affect transformation and reconciliation and sanctification and salvation. It's salvation in the lives of so many people. He had written Nineveh off. He was enemies with Nineveh. He was a Jew. Nineveh was a country of terrorists. He had written them off, and he wanted them just to, quite frankly, be gone. And God says, go there. And he runs the other way, and then the whale, and but then he goes. But that it wasn't just so that he would be holier and be nice and pious, but that he would affect the transformation of Nineveh, the reconciliation of Nineveh with God and the rest of the world, and the salvation of those people. And the scripture says they did get saved. Same with the apostles. It wasn't just so that Simon and Andrew and James and John, the ones that we hear about today, would become holy, but so that they would affect the salvation of the whole world. Antonio is in the seminary not just for himself, but for the church, for us. And that's important. And all of, I think, our desire to be holy is so beautiful, and it's so necessary. And our yeses to God make the world of difference, because they don't just make us holier. They do that. They do that. But they also affect the transformation of this whole world. Every time we say yes to God, they affect that transformation, a reconciliation, and ultimately salvation. And that's something. That's something. And so let's thank our Lord and ask God that he will always continue to help us to say yes, always, to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.